The Grand Place is bursting at the seams today with dragons and acrobatic groups and martial art groups and dance groups, all Chinese, all celebrating Chinese New Year. And then, of course, there are lots and lots of people here to watch. I'm speaking with Mrs. Wong from the Chinese Embassy. Why this Chinese New Year celebration has become so much bigger this year in Brussels?
This year we're holding the Chinese New Year parade and Chinese New Year reception in the central city of Brussels because this year marks the 45th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and Belgium. And we hope that more Belgian friends will join us for the celebration.
What's your name?
I'm Yang Yan.
And you live in Bruges?
Yes, I'm living in Bruges.
For how long?
16 years.
16 years. And so you're here today for the...
Celebration for Chinese New Year.
And you're dressed as...
It's a traditional Chinese dress.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What is your name?
My name is Wu Zuoyi.
And where do you live?
I live in Namur.
In Namur, and you're Chinese?
Yes, I am.
And why are you here today?
Because I can meet my friends.
So you're just here to have fun?
Yes.
Thank you very much. What's your name?
My name is Xiao.
And where are you from?
Well, China, of course. We study out here. Study at Brussels.
You study in Brussels?
Yeah.
And are you from Beijing, Shanghai?
No, Xi'an.
Xi'an?
Yeah, the ancient capital of China.
And what are you going to be doing here today?
Yeah, I'm just doing here to celebrate the Chinese New Year.
What's your name?
Melanio Gomez.
And where are you from?
The Philippines.
And what are you doing here today on the Grand Place?
Oh, we just heard about the Chinese celebration and we just decided to come and see what's going on.
It's the year of the monkey.
It's the year of the monkey. We thought it was the year of the horse.
No, year of the monkey.
Okay. Therefore, that's why we saw all the little monkeys.
Exactly.
And pandas, too.
Can you say something about how Belgium will profit from the new Silk Road projects that are being constructed?
The new Silk Road will promote a better connectivity between China and Europe. Now, Belgium is the other side of the Silk Road. So I think in that case, especially the port of Antwerp will profit a lot of this Belt and Road initiative.
Thank you very much.
新年快乐!